One thing we run into is somebody gets excited, they build their sign, and then they come to us and it doesn't meet code. And they feel like they've wasted this money and
they're
being
mean to them.
And we want them to fail.
And people cry in our office because of these things, and it's not fun sometimes. So, number six, proposed amendments to the Midway City Sign Code improve specificity. I've been talking too long today.
Specificity.
And explanation of process to improve accessibility, streamline process, and improve fairness and consistency in enforcement. Revision essentially provides the city with a reset in its sign code. So it'll help us moving forward, help the visual and architectural committee also moving forward. But we've thrown a lot at you, and if you actually read the 40 pages, there's a lot of things we could discuss here. So.
So is that the end of your presentation?
That is the end of this presentation, yes.
Excellent. Well, so how long have you spent on this? 40 to 100 hours?
If you add our time up, we spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of money. It's hard to find big chunks of time to devote to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And every time you change something, it...
Chain reaction,
and you have to think of all these other things. So it's...
Well, I think you guys have done a great job, but for us, it's probably a little like trying to drink from a fire hose here. Like, we don't know what we don't know, but I guess we can start the discussion by asking, are there suggestions or concerns about what we've heard tonight?
I'll start real quick.
I'll make it fast. I love the idea of getting rid of these dumb A-frame signs. They're cheap. They're corny.
They look cheap.
They look cheap. It sends a message of cheap.
Yeah.
I just get rid of them.
Okay. Craig, you...
So I just had two questions. Where in the code, number one, where in the code does it speak to approved colors of signs? And the second question is, where in the code does it make requirement of the sign owner to keep the sign in good repair as new condition and appearance in perpetuity?
We're limited in what we can do on sign color. We do have a prohibition against fluorescent colors and neon and things like that. Beyond that, we can't really codify taste.
Or lack thereof.
Okay, and taste varies by the people. But we've tried to take
logos.
But we have taken out the outliers, I would say.
It also goes through the visual architectural committee, signage does, which the visual architectural committee usually gives suggestions on, you know, helping line things up, but that doesn't mean it's fail-proof. It just means that there might be some suggestions that come through and that help guide and direct when there's a little bit of tackiness or other things going on.
And your second question, Craig, there is language in there about maintaining it and also keeping it a safe. And there's language in there that if it falls into disrepair, then the city can go in and repair it and assess the cost. Yes, there's
good.
Also language in there that in an emergency situation, if the building inspector determines that it's just unsafe, that the city can go in and take it down.
Okay, thank you. I've seen some sign codes where it's a requirement of the sign that it is cohesive, homogeneous with the facade coloration of the rest of the building.
We do have that language in as well.
Okay.
That it's consistent.
Okay.
We do have that as well.
Great. Good. Good questions. Other questions or comments?
Overall, I think it's awesome. I think the time spent on it is really well spent, and I think that there'll be some major improvements and some of the tidying up some of the loose ends that we've had in the code for sure. And then, do we need to discuss any of this temporary grand opening sales event thing, or are we done with that? And
let's go over that. And the only other thing I would throw out is, I think for us, I know we've been looking at this a long time, and we don't expect all of you to just suddenly read our minds and know what we've thought about. And we've also discussed, but given our current sign code, in some ways it would be helpful not to rush action on it, but it would be nice to have a reset of a base, even if you then from there tweak it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of feel like a lot of stuff can sneak in.
In the meantime. In the meantime.
And we would like to put a stopgap on that.
No.
Even if we end up, if this ends up being a little bit of a work in progress, we think it's better than what we have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can pass the or approve this and then revisit for fine tuning.
And then revisit your leisure and we can revisit anything and everything. But we have some concerns about just some of the holes that we've talked about. There's some big holes in our sign code.
Yeah.
And if this was adopted and approved and all of that, and you did want to tweak it with amendments, you'd still have to have public hearings and all that?
Yeah, each time we brought it back, like today we need to have a public hearing.
Right.
But,
yeah, thanks
yeah,
for
each
that.
Time we bring it back for a change, it's required to have a public hearing.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So if we make a positive recommendation to the city council, and you get it on their agenda in 2 weeks, when would it become in effect? Is there a delay from approval to?
There is, because the new ordinance needs to be published.
Mm-hmm.
So our city reporter, Brad Wilson, will publish it, and there's an effective date after that publication when something goes into effect. So it wouldn't be immediate the night the city council approves it, but about 2 or 3 weeks after it would be.
Yeah.
So we could be looking mid to end of September if we take positive action tonight.
Yeah,
and
so
assuming the city council.
The city council does as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It will take some time still. Yeah.
So included with the public notice, would the business owners, is that what we're talking about? Would they receive specifically saying you will no longer be allowed to have your A-frames? This will change on October 1st?
Yeah, so if the ordinance changes, then we'll definitely reach out to all the businesses
okay.
and let them know that the code is what it is at that point in time. I suspect that some of the business owners are probably going to show up to coming public hearings that we'll have.
I'm surprised there's nobody here tonight. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone
They don't
online?
Know what's coming down.
No, there's nobody on the line. It's been interesting. I don't think anybody on the... We thought the A-frames were going to be one of the most potentially divisive.
Yeah.
I think VAC was pretty... I don't know anyone on VAC who wanted to keep them.
Yeah, it was unanimous every time that we talked about the A-frames.
Most groups that we talked to, it's kind of unanimous. You're certainly welcome to not be unanimous on this. I don't expect it to be unanimous in the community. But...
And banners, the same thing.
Yeah, but we should talk about the... I think Travis is right, but we should talk a little bit about the banners that we are thinking of allowing.
The temporary.
Grand openings.
Anything that we... any caveats that we're going to talk about that have... It's temporary use, it's once a month, once a quarter, once a year, special event type things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so one is the grand opening signs, and we're going to have to look at the deck. We've been over this so many times, we've changed the times. I think it's under the definition section of grand opening, isn't it?
Oh, that is, yeah. The temporary event signs have their own whole section, honestly.
Yeah, and that... And so that is changing a bit. And temporary events are, again, they're not commercial businesses. It's something that's happening in the community. It's not for profit, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole section on priorities with that. So a Midway City has first priority on event banners, like in the kiosk, for instance.
Yeah.
And then it's a Midway-based nonprofit would have second place, and then out of Midway would have a third spot. So there's a kind of a priority list on that.
That's the definition, but I think we're talking about the section. Are you looking for a grand opening?
I'm looking for the temporary, the construction banner, and the grand opening. I think the grand opening is in the chart, though.
The grand opening is in the chart. You're absolutely right.
Time. Back in there. Yeah, I want to say that
have a coming soon for 30 days, and then you could have a grand opening. So you could basically have 60 days of something coming.
Mm-hmm.
Is my recollection.
Yeah, so the temporary development banners were discussing, like in front of South Hill, where they've got a banner.
Yeah.
That's different. Oh,
the sign flippers. Yeah. You get one of those, or if you're on a corner, you get two, and then an additional one for every 200 feet of frontage. So if you've got a lot of frontage, you get another one of those. Maximum size is 24 square feet, and it has to be located on the construction fencing. And then there is some specifications on that, that they have to take it down after 6 months if they haven't had an inspection, so it can't just stay up forever, is the idea with that. There's a maximum height of 6 feet, so that's as high as the fence can be. And the grand opening. So the grand opening is you get one per face, a maximum of two total. So if you're on a corner, you get two, one for each face of the building. 32 square feet, and a maximum of 30 days for the grand opening banner. Those become permanent too after a while if you don't have the time limit on that. And then a coming soon banner, so somebody buys a property, they're excited about advertising, and say, you know, some coffee shop is coming or something like that. They can have that up 30 days until opening and a maximum of 30. So they can only have it up 30 days overall, and then they can have a grand opening. So that's 60 days to advertise a new business is what that comes down to. But if somebody buys something 6 months, it's going to take them 6 months to finish their construction. They can't have a banner up the whole time. It's just 30 days before opening. So they'll have to, there's a little bit of guessing on that if, you know, when your final inspection's done, your CFO is issued, but there is a time limit on that. And, you know, those time limits could be changed if the Planning Commission would like. If we could do it 60 days before, 30 days is what we're proposing.
When I was in college, there was a sign that the bagels were coming. Was there my 4 years of college, and the bagels never came, and it was rough for us. We wanted bagels.
Any other? Oh, go ahead.
I have a suggestion to the signs prohibited. We probably won't see one here in Midway, but when they have someone dressed as a clown or a pirate flipping the sign on the sign, stand outside
human,
the business,
human,
a human.
Human
sign. Yeah.
We can't have human signs.
Sign
human dance. Signs.
I don't know what you call them,
sign.
But
human
those
signs.
Are.
No, there is a term for it, Laura. Thank you. I will look that up.
We need to add that to the list.
I think they're sign dancers.
Sign dancers.
Sign dancers.
Sign dancers.
I think that's what it's called.
Sparkers, yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's a good thought. Yeah.
What about signs on natural features like
Heber,
the crater? Signs on natural features like the crater. Is that considered a roof or what is that?
No, so we have a little bit different things for, we have some different things for parks and trail signs and, you know, natural things like that.
Okay.
So that's not really, it's not really quite the commercial.
Unless it was kind of a commercial.
Unless it was a commercial
property,
yeah. But
yeah.
So.
And, I mean, that would be a monument sign. But then there's a sense of land ordinance where you could.
Right, you
couldn't
do that.
Anywhere.
We also have wayfaring signs, which kind of point you to where things are. Those are treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the flag signs are for sure gone. Those are wind blowing, not allowed. And how about a flag hanging, like a
USA flag?
Is that
all flags are fine?
We do
you can't prove it.
Like what kind of flag? I mean, there are lots of different flags.
Governmental signs, those are allowed.
But not like.
Yeah, there's a
your favorite
a,
team sign.
This does have a height limit on
right.
Poles, and I want to say it's 24 feet.
Size
of flag units in this, and so, you know,
Chiefs
we can change
flag.
That too.
I think right now it's the flag, the definitions of flags are for government political. I don't think
because we do it. There's a business that has like a football team flag up all the time.
It
doesn't offend me, but I'm just wondering how that falls in.
I don't